Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch about Saturday's VA campus decommissioning ceremony.
Big day coming up Saturday out at the VA campus in Knoxville. A decommissioning ceremony for the campus chapel. First of all, if you could just give us some details on maybe some of the background, how this came to be.
Yeah, this is something that we're really excited about. Last year, pre-pandemic, the Knoxville Area Ministerial Association approached us about decommissioning the chapel. They knew that we had plans to demolish the campus area, knowing that the chapel was on there. They thought it would be important to decommission it before demolition, which I thought was a great idea. We obviously had to delay that last year with the pandemic. And so throughout that time, we've had additional talks about, you know, how can we incorporate this decommissioning into a full-blown ceremony for the entire public, you know, to decommission the chapel, let people have a chance to see the campus area one last time, kind of a closing ceremony before demolition. So I think this creates a perfect balance for us this Saturday. We're really excited.
What should people expect if they come out to the ceremony on Saturday?
We'll begin, like we just talked about, it'll be 10 o'clock a.m. They will enter in through the Youngs Park area. So what we'd ask that they park at the Youngs Park parking area and enter in through that east gate. We'll have people there directing traffic, directing the people over to the chapel area to begin. We'll begin with the decommissioning. We'll have a flag raising. We'll have a few comments, maybe a photo op of some demolition type of thing. And we'll have a final flag lowering. We'll have the Ministerial Association again give a blessing over the area to kind of conclude the ceremony. And after that, we'll have a tour of the exterior of the buildings. If anyone would like to go around and see it one last time, we'll have a guided tour taking them around the campus area showing that. We also will have a few bricks there from the campus that people can take home as a keepsake if they would like. So we really hope people come out and join the ceremony.
Tell us, I guess, what this means just historically in the grand scheme of things. With the VA campus, and I guess is this kind of a turning point, you would say, in this process?
Yeah, it is, and that's why we felt this was so important, because we know and understand how significant of a role the VA hospital has played in the community of Knoxville over the years. We felt like this was a fitting way to honor that history, and at the same time celebrate a new chapter. You know, it's exciting. I know for the past 15 years, we've been put in an unfortunate position. We're kind of seeing those buildings sit there vacant, and that's hard for the public, for the citizens. And so I think it's also a good place to turn the page here and celebrate a positive direction.
In the grand scheme of things then, let's just talk about a little bit where we're at in the process. There was a resolution to turn it into an urban renewal area at Monday's City Council meeting. I understand another step at the Board of Supervisors meeting coming up next week. I guess tell us just overall where we're at in the grand scheme of things here.
Yes, we do have several steps coming up here in the near future, both on the county and the city side, trying to formalize the agreements and get the bonds ready to go out to sell. So we do have bids in for the demolition of the project. The Board of Supervisors will award that bid to a contractor next week at their meeting on the 27th. We would love to have the contractor in there around the 1st of June getting started. So that's exciting. We'll start to finally see some action in that area, hopefully in the month of June. On the city side, we have a few more procedural steps in order to get everything that we need legally to be in place to make the agreement between the city and the county work. So that'll happen over the next couple of council meetings, and hopefully we will be good to go.
All right. I guess, do you have a final pitch for people to come out to this ceremony on Saturday?
I urge everyone to come out. I hope everyone does come out and participate. Like I said, we know the significance of this campus and the role that it's played in the community. And I truly think this is a great way for everyone to say their final goodbye to it. So I think that's fitting.
Thanks to Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.